Well, here we go, and coming to you from virus exile in the heart of the pandemic panic, day number two, of course. It's the Steve Gerber Show at day two of the quarantine sector 420. We're at COVID-19 Studio B just out of, utmost politeness. And the mothership said, you know, maybe you should broadcast elsewhere for a couple of weeks. We were at CPAC. Joe Biden, three big things you need to know. Number one, Joe Biden wins the Michigan Democratic presidential primary. Big disappointment for Bernie Sanders. Number two, being overshadowed by all of that, Joe Biden's outburst at a Michigan auto worker over guns cursing at him. We'll get to that. And number one, coronavirus cases now confirmed in Michigan. Patients from Oakland and Wayne counties. No surprise there. No surprise. It's everywhere. And so clearly the Michigan Department of Health and others, the governor saw it coming, but now it has its first confirmed cases, does the state of Michigan. Patients identified in Wayne and Oakland counties. The governor and Dr. Joni Calden, chief medical executive and deputy for health of the state health department, announcing those cases late yesterday. Whitmer saying it has moved into Michigan. Please make sure your family and friends are taking every preventative measure possible. I don't think there's been more soap, more hand sanitizer, more Lysol dumped on this planet than in the last few days. I'm serious. Whitmer also declaring a state of emergency, activating several state agencies and task forces to collaborate the response, assist local governments, and slow the spread of the virus. The tests that confirmed the cases involved an Oakland County woman with a recent history of travel outside of the country, another Wayne County man who's traveled extensively inside the country. They decided to take it out in a press conference and announcement at 10:45 last night, a couple of hours after they had learned about the positive test results. And they are the first known cases of COVID-19 in the state of Michigan. And obviously, we're going to see more cases. There's going to be a lot more of this without question. You know that, and so do I. Now, the state expected to make more announcements today concerning how they're going to contain the spread. You know, in New York, a place called New Rochelle. They have brought in the National Guard and surrounded the entire place, a couple of square miles, to prevent people from going in or out. So that's a step that's possible. I hope that doesn't happen here, because that's fairly extreme. But right now, people are being very aggressive to control the virus. And again, you ask yourself, how dangerous is it? Because we don't do this when we have thousands of people that have died already from this flu season. I asked a doctor friend of mine who said it's an overreaction. It's all BS, saying that he deals with stuff every day that doesn't even have names. He said, wash your hands and be careful and use your head. So we'll see where it goes. Additional steps likely. Officials in both Wayne and Oakland County say they are investigating cases in their counties to determine with whom they've come in close contact, and continuing to collaborate with the state health department and recommend residents continue to practice prevention measures to slow the spread of COVID-19. But if you look at the updates from China and South Korea, it is encouraging in that their cases are plummeting. Now, the other big news yesterday was, of course, the Michigan primary. Joe Biden stopping Bernie Sanders. Bernie Sanders won here 4 years ago. Was hoping for a repeat, didn't happen. Joe Biden getting 53% of the vote. Bernie Sanders just 37%. Disappointment. But then the news that has really captured everyone had everything to do with Joe Biden, but not for him winning the primary, but for him lashing out in a profanity-laced rant against an auto worker, a union member, a guy that asked him about gun control and him taking guns. Joe Biden spun out of control. He absolutely spun out of control. And when one of his campaign handlers, a woman standing next to him, tried to move him along, he shushed her right there. It's bite number one with Joe Biden. I want you to hear this. Bite one, go.
How you intend on getting the union vote when there is a large portion of the union workers that are gun enthusiasts and you are actively trying to diminish our Second Amendment right and take away our guns?
You're full of
All right, thank you.
Now, shush. Shush. I support the Second Amendment. The Second Amendment, just like right now, if you yell fire, that's not free speech. And from the very beginning, I have a shotgun, I have a 20 gauge, a 12 gauge, my sons hunt. Guess what? You're not allowed to own any weapon. I'm not taking your gun away at all. You need 100 rounds?
So when you were in Beto, when you said you're going to take our guns,
I did
what?
Not say that. That's not true. I did
it's
not say that.
It's a viral video.
It's a viral video like the other ones they're putting out that are simply a lie.
Your voice, you said that you're taking the gun.
Well, he just clarified it.
Wait. Take your AR, your AR-14s.
Okay, this is not okay.
Hold on. All right. Hey, let's
don't tell me
anything, pal. I want to go outside. There's a lot of guys.
The union member also not impressed with Biden's aggressive behavior, waving his finger around, acting like he was going to tap him in the chest. You know, he held up his hand. This is not okay. And when he says it's not true, I never said that. Of course he said that. Anyhow, it's important to note that he did say that. And we have the tape of that, of course. It's bite number seven, Joe Biden on CNN, August 5th, 2019, talking specifically about taking guns away from people because they should be illegal, period. Go ahead with bite seven.
Here's a simple proposition. Let's assume it's all absolutely accurate. Do we want to continue it? Does anybody think it made any sense that someone's able to walk into a gun store, buy an assault weapon that has multiple rounds, or buy an assault weapon that has 100 rounds? Even though it may not, you can't point to the fact that it, in fact, had stopped it before. Do you want more of them on the street? Do we want to do that?
So to gun owners out there who say, well, a Biden administration means they're going to come for my guns.
Bingo. You're right if you have an assault weapon. The fact of the matter is they should be illegal, period. Look, the Second Amendment doesn't say you can't restrict the kinds of weapons people can own.
Yeah. There it is. Bingo. We'll take it. Yeah, you got to be, you know. So when he's confronted by a union guy who says, you're going to I never said, you sure, you certainly did say that. You've been caught. It's on tape. Well, they lie about that. Well, no. No, they don't. And no, they didn't. At any rate, have you heard about the Roxor? Love this thing, by the way. You can get the Beast of a Sales event right now. Get $1,250 off a 2019 Roxor and an extra year of warranty. Roxor, side-by-side, hand-assembled right here in Michigan with a steel body, box steel frame, and a four-cylinder Mahindra turbo diesel engine. Plus, with a truck-like beltless transmission. Man, this thing is tough. We took it out in the mud yesterday. It's off-road only. It's good fun. Loved it. More off-road time. Hurry, the Roxor Beast of a Sales event is for a limited time only. Go to RoxorOffroad.com. RoxorOffroad.com to find out more. It's the Steve Gruber Show on a Wednesday.
When it comes to planning for your future, you want an advisor who understands your Christian values. Ameriprise Financial Advisor Craig Stiles offers financial planning based on biblical principles. He can help you plan for your goals in a way that is consistent with your faith. Call Craig Stiles today at 517-483-4893. Office is located at 2400 Lake Lansing Road, Suite B, Lansing, Michigan, 48912. Ameriprise Financial provides financial services without regard to religious affiliation or cultural background. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor. You've heard about recent changes to no-fault auto insurance here in Michigan, and you may think your rates are going down. What you may not have heard is that you'll need to buy millions of dollars in additional coverage in case you're an at-fault driver. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com. Elected officials broke their promise for a transparent, balanced process when it came to reforming auto insurance in Michigan. They passed a bill in the middle of the night which had no public hearings and no fiscal analysis. It's as bad
bad as it sounds. Learn more at miautoinsurancepromise.com.
As a small business owner, have you ever felt helpless when it comes to retaining good employees? You search out the best employees, hire them, put them through training, and then they leave your company for a job with better benefits. Frustrating, isn't it? What if I told you the Michigan Chamber of Commerce is now offering a retirement program to help businesses retain and attract top employees while allowing you to provide financial stability for your workforce? It's called the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Plan, administered by TriStar Trust Bank, a Michigan bank. Now, small businesses can offer their employees full access to the same low-cost investment funds that large employers can offer. The 401k plan provides you a competitive advantage, saves money and time, and puts all the financial functions in the hands of trusted wealth management experts. To learn more about the Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer 401k Retirement Plan, go to michamber.com. The Michigan Chamber Multiple Employer Plan is available to Michigan Chamber members only. Become a member and receive $100 off by mentioning this ad.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce, moving Michigan forward.